This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the Loop on a Tuesday right here on Sports Radio 610 has begun, and we are live in person at Texas Star Grill Shop 59 and Shepherd.
Yeah, baby.
There goes the audience of Phil letting us know. And you could be included in that audience. Come out 59 and Shepherd, especially if you would like some tickets to this pivotal must-win
a pair of tickets.
Colts game.
How about that? This is my home away from home, if you haven't picked up on that already, Reggie. I was talking to all the guys here.
Yes.
I was looking for poultry shears.
And you were talking on a personal level. It wasn't just like, hi, I'm John Lopez.
Oh, no, no. They know me. they know me. But come on out. You can't miss us. We're right as you come in the door. You'll be able to see us. But we got a lot to cover today. And we got some – well, yesterday was a – to me, it was kind of a pivotal day in terms of the Texans, how they are looking at themselves.
Yeah, that really is an interesting way of seeing it. Like, how are they viewing themselves versus how do we on the outside view them? So we're going to kind of go through all of that. Just a little check-in, roll call, of course. Myself and John are out here at the Texas Star Grill Shop, Shepherd and 59. Back at Master Control, I believe Figgy Fig, we on the board, we good? How we living?
Hey, we good, man, we good.
Okay, very good, very good. It feels weird not seeing you before the show, so I just needed to make sure, one, that you were alive and well, and two, that we ready to go. We good?
We are good, man.
All right, everybody, all hearts and minds are in accordance. Let's go ahead and do this thing on a Tuesday, a Texas Ticket Tuesday again, right? We come in, say what's up to us. We got a table set up for you. Come and register to win a pair of bullpen tickets to this game versus the Colts. But before we get there, offensive line. That just feels like the thing that is the focal point of what's happening here, because that seems like the part of this team that has, I mean, to put it, you know, pretty bluntly, failed this team, especially in this game on Sunday. And so if you can give me Figgy, D'Amico cut one here. I think what was interesting was, like, you know, we're all trying to figure out how to fix this. And in his meeting with the assembled media yesterday, D'Amico Ryans, you know, was asked, you know, is every, you know, what possibly could shift when it comes to this team? Possibly changes, anything like that?
We have a lot of things to clean up when it comes to, you know, our protection, and it's everyone involved, right? O-line, tight ends, backs, is everybody working together, being on the same page, and just getting it done. Like, we've had multiple weeks where the same things have hurt us multiple times, so we have to get it fixed, starting with the coaches and out to the, down to the players of finishing and executing it. Yeah, for me, everything is on the table. When it comes to it, has to get fixed. When it comes to it, I know how we're coached, what we're asking to be done, and it's not showing up on the tape. So it's not just one person, it's the entire thing. So it's just the entire offense from the top to the bottom. We have to get it cleaned up. Not one person or one thing, but multiple things, multiple issues that we have to get collectively, we have to get it fixed.
All right, Reggie, you listen to that whole thing right there. And if that were like a fiery coach, I mean, just name up, you know, like a fiery coach, you know, slamming his hand on the table.
Sure.
Saying the exact same words, like the exact same words that you just heard from D'Amico Ryans, it would be plastered all across, you know, the country. But what he's saying is very direct.
Yes.
It's very precise. It's very critical. That's why, you know, like I said, I hope people fully understand this is the first glimpse of D'Amico Ryans, because he's saying it in a nice way. And, you know, he kind of laughs sometimes when he's saying stuff. That's kind of a half giggle and all that. But he is torching this team.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I found to be interesting, right? In any situation, context is important, right? Right, and with D'Amico Ryans, the context that this quote comes in comes with is he's been really supportive. We can do this, you know. There's things to clean
positive.
Up, but we're doing things that are good as well. And of course, there's some of that that he still gets to, but he's like, look, it just has to get done. That sounds like to me in a little bit of a triggering way, like, hey, when moms is like, look. I don't care, right? You're not going to bed. You got to get this done, right? This house needs to be clean or what have you, right? Yeah. Like that is a putting my foot down. I'm fed up. I have gone through all the iterations of this, and it needs to get fixed. And, I mean, especially when you consider the direct question of, like, have you considered, you know, changes on the offensive line? Everything is on the table is a pretty, you know, shocking statement. And so with that, I'd like to consider what all of the everything is that could be on the table for this team. Because he's right. They do need to get this offensive line together. Because I was watching the Ravens last night, and I was like, yo, if your offensive line is not together, like, you don't look like that. And that looks like a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, like, you know, if Mike Tomlin had said that or Dan Campbell, you know, everything is on the table and said it with authority, then it would be a dominant. What he's saying is everything is on the table for this offensive line. All right. What's everything is where I want to start.
Okay.
Because it's very easy to say, hey, Kenyon Green stinks. We've all seen it on the internet. Everybody's posting. He's got the lowest graded offensive line score according to PFF or you know, Next Gen, whatever. It's easy to say, all right, well, he's going to bench Kenyon Green. Is that it? Is that going to fix it? I don't know.
And also bench him for who, right? Like, what are we doing? Because I know that there's a lot of people that have looked at it and said that, hey, man, this this offensive line is compared to this weekend, right, compared to Sunday. You have seen better performances with the shuffled offensive line last year than what you saw this Sunday. And so there's considerations of how do you shuffle this around. So I don't even know if it's straight benching Kendra Green, right? And before we even get there, right, do you feel like it is – it is just a single spot on the offensive line that is causing these issues?
Well, let me throw a couple things out there.
Okay, go for it.
Because Kenyon Green clearly is going to be the flashpoint, and understandably so. But, like, when you say everything is on the table, what I'm hearing is responsibilities. Let's start at the coaching level. Responsibilities, teaching, techniques, that's Bobby Slowick, that's Chris Strasser, which, again, I'm with you. I hate just mentioning an offensive line coach when it's all bad, you know, but, like, maybe responsibilities is on the table. Maybe how they're blocking up certain plays for certain players, as in Damian Pearson and Joe Mixon, is on the table. Maybe, and I'm spitballing here, but if he said everything is on the table, that I'm going to take him for his word, everything. That's not, hey, we're going to bench Kenyon Green. All right? Tytus Howard played left guard last year.
Yeah. Okay?
You drafted Blake Fisher.
Correct.
Is that on the table? Okay, you know, Tytus Howard going back to where he played okay when he was healthy at left guard, and all of a sudden Blake Fisher, who has played some right tackle, and you drafted him pretty dang high for a tackle. Is that on the table? Kenyon Green, of course that's on the table. We know that. Laremy Tunsil's breadth of work, look, he's not going to get benched. We know that. But what are you going to do with Laremy? Is it teaching? Is it technique? Is it a message? Because his breadth of work is not good. He still leads the league in penalties. He still is the most penalized player in the entire NFL.
Yeah, that's decidedly not good.
Yeah.
Right. There's players at left tackle that get this done in a distinct way without those things, right? Like, that feels like it needs to happen. I do want to go back a half step here.
No, go ahead.
You bring up the idea of maybe Tytus Howard into guard, and, like, I know that the knee-jerk reaction for some was like, no, that's...
He's too expensive, right? You made him a tackle.
If you look at just, like, his corporeal constitution, how his body looks, right, there's been conversation about him looking a little bit bigger, and that might actually play with being a guard where it's more about the power and physicality that you can generate. You're playing a little bit more in a phone booth as opposed to on the edge where you have to really flare out and pick up ends. That might actually benefit him from what he's doing. The problem is, with all these things that we're talking about, so much of it feels like it's mental. And so the question that comes up for me is, would that switch in the midst of a season, not near the bye week where you have an opportunity to kind of get some things done outside of the general,
but he has experience
general
there.
Game plan. Like, he does have experience there, which is fair, but like, how much does that shift? How much are you picking up in moving from this line position to another line position where, you know, I've heard offensive linemen talk about playing left tackle versus right tackle being like wiping your keister with the other hand. Like, it seems like it's easy, but it just feels different. It feels wrong.
I love that.
I do wonder, like, I could see that as a possibility, though. But again, this comes back to, for me, with all things being on the table, I think it'd be interesting to see some of these things. However, it feels like we have seen every person on this offensive line do their job properly at various points. The problem is, it feels like there's so many plays where it's just not all together.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's one person or
the
other.
That's why I threw coaching out there.
Yeah. And that they've talked about communication in the course of this as well. And I maybe some of this is just, hey, you need to get to the line and you need to be able to do this, get to the line quicker. I saw someone mention this on Twitter. It's just like, hey, get to the line quicker. Give your line an opportunity to assess what's happening faster and be on the same page. But all of this, like, the problem for me is that we can't do a great job of getting to what the one issue is, right? If that seems to indicate that there's multiple ones that are all kind of floating around, and it brings me back to the D'Amico Ryans cut that we played to start with, which is that frustration that is clearly apparent for the head coach. I mean, having that happen in week 7, it feels like a bad sign.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, it absolutely does. And you mentioned, what they could do there, and everybody has had their good moments. Everybody's had decidedly their bad moments. And to me, one of the most vexing, confusing, hard to cipher things about this is Laremy Tunsil, an absolute beast in pass blocking. But what about, I mean, his... I hate to even say this, but attitude, you know, sort of his vibe, the way he is, and his performance. Keep in mind, against the Packers, Kenyon Green was the lowest-rated lineman against the Packers. The second lowest was Laremy Tunsil. That is not great.
No.
That's not great. And plus, there's the penalties, as we talked about, and he remains the most penalized player, and maybe it's just body language, and he's a beast because we know he can be, and he has been in the pass blocking. Okay, but let's talk about everything else on the table. Shaq and Juice, Shaq Mason, has not been the same player he was last year. Not bad, but certainly not the same player. He's had some bad moments, including this past week. Juice Scruggs, who I've been high on, has had sort of a step back here in the last couple of weeks, not getting to where he needs to be on the second level, etc. So that's why when I heard this, I went, whoa, this is pretty big. Like, this is the head coach saying, we got problems everywhere. We have communication problems. Everything is on the table. So I think we have to look at every possibility here and try to figure out what they're going to end up doing.
Yeah, one of the things that I know is brought up, I believe this was on the YouTube, Jarrett Patterson can't be this bad, and it makes me wonder, like, hey, Jarrett Patterson has had experience, mm-hmm. and we talk about guys that have played. Could one of the potential attempts to fix this be mm-hmm. Jarrett Patterson at center and Juice Scruggs moving to guard in order to kind of help you maybe cover a Kenyon Green if you're trying to do it that way, right? Because I know there's people that kind of push back at the notion of Tytus Howard playing guard again, right? Yeah. Could you maybe do that kind of move? But with all of this, it feels like, one, you have, you know, kind of protection schemes that are not really helping in some of these situations. And we'll talk more about that as the show goes along. But then also, so much of this feels like it's a mentality thing. Right? Yes. I know that I tend to not dip into these waters, per se, because it gets a little nebulous and there's not really things that you can nicely quantify or qualify.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember when your quarterback CJ Stroud gets out in the point in the game where he's like, look, I'm just going to use my legs. He gets out on the opposing sideline, and now he's over there jawing, and there's a hit out there. And something that we kind of have come to expect in football is when somebody touches your quarterback, those dudes that are lovingly referred to as the big ugly show mm-hmm. up, right? Like, they are the bodyguards of the quarterback in some ways, mentality-wise. They go and they don't touch my quarterback. And sometimes you end up picking up a flag, and usually coaches are cool with that because there's the mentality of, that is our guy.
I know where you're going with this.
Ain't nobody bodyguard nothing when it came to CJ Stroud over there. You could see them in the frame. And
I almost put that on this.
I don't usually make a big deal of that, but it feels like, especially with this coach and how much mentality matters mm-hmm. to the way that he sets up his program, it feels like that's so disparately apart from the way that he wants to go about this program, and it feels like it's so away from the culture that he's establishing and doing a good job of establishing at one of the positions that feels like it should be most aligned with the mentality.
I'm so glad you brought this up, because I was thinking of the same thing when he's talking about it's not just one thing. And I'm like, am I overreacting to this? Because CJ Stroud was on the sideline barking to the opposing players, and nobody came around. Like, none of his offensive line, which usually that's a given. They're going to start shoving people. They're going to start, pulling him back, all that stuff. So I'm glad you brought that up, because I was like, okay, maybe I'm not overreacting. I'm sure some of our listeners know exactly the play that we're talking about. And then the last point, if I had to guess, at minimum, there are going to be responsibilities that are going to change. Now, we may not even know, they may not be announced. They may not be, talked about or whatever. But I think some responsibilities in how they're coached, whether it's Strasser or Slowick or whomever, I think at minimum there's going to be some severe messaging changes here. Because when they, the number one thing that they've talked about multiple times, he talked about it with the press yesterday. He also talked about it on his coach's show, is communication. You touched on it. We talked about it a little bit a second ago. But the communication, that's not also a little thing. That's something that you have to address and address pretty quickly.
Yeah, so look, everything's supposedly on the table, and there's a lot of things that they can shake, but ultimately it feels like the mentality needs to shift in a big way. There has to be like a willingness to get out and effect the will on the opposition. That's one of the things with the running game in general. It honestly always feels like a willpower proposition in some ways. And so, that's going to be one of the things that I imagine is the toughest, right? Like, some of the things technique-wise you imagine you can get better, like the will and the want to, you hope that shows up in a big way for your Texans.
Let me ask you this real quick, though.
Okay.
If the change is the obvious one, and they bench Kenyon Green, and they put in, let's say, Jarrett Patterson, how much is going to change?
I don't have a good answer for you there.
Right?
Right, because, again, it feels like, all right, you have that shift. Is everybody going to do their job to the maximum of their potential.
Is there still going to be communication issues?
Communication issues, you know, missed assignments here or there, lapses, and then, God forbid, you're playing against a coordinator that knows, that can see your rules and use them against you like Jeff Hafley did.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like you're not going to get that much better in an immediate situation. And so that's the thing that frustrates me, and I know that D'Amico is in a different place.
Yeah.
I know on the coach or so, he's like, look, it feels like this is easy things to fix, but if it was so easy, I feel like we would have seen some level of progress in that way, or a good amount of progress in that way over the course.
I think it's going to be significant. I think it's going to be more than just a cursory four-show kind of move, and I'm here for it because they need it. By the way, they need it for their quarterback more than anyone.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We are broadcasting live from the Texas Star Grill Shop off of 59 and Shepherd. Come say what's up. Come register for the opportunity to win Texas tickets to the game on Sunday versus the Colts. It's going to be a must win, as John Lopez would agree to, right?
No, yes? I absolutely would not.
I think that was a yes. I heard a yes. and you can also come out and see the Blaze Outdoor Kitchen Sale that's happening now here.
Dude, this is my bliss. You got the Napoleon Grill Sale happening. You got the Blaze. You got the Kevry right there. You got the Blackstone, you got Traeger, all of it's happening right here. The Kevry World Tour, Pizza Mode is on the newest charcoal grill, of course, and everything you need for the holidays coming up as well.
Yeah, so come out, see what's happening grill-wise, come say what's up to us, get an opportunity to win tickets. What more can you ask for here at Texas Star Grill Shops? But coming up next, the Rockets on the deadline day to get extensions done, they get both of their two young stars signed up for extensions. We'll break that down. Coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.